This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, December 10th, 2010. I'm Kyle Kellums. Thanks for tuning in. We'll begin with a legend of comedy. Beginning Tuesday, Dr. Frankenstein and his monster will be on stage at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The musical, Young Frankenstein, and yes, the doctor in the story eventually adopts the traditional pronunciation, was created by Mel Brooks, based on Brooks' own classic film. Last week, Kevin Kinder of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers came to KUAF to place a call to Mel Brooks. Part of that interview can be read in today's edition of What's Up in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, and part can be heard here right now. Kevin asked Mel Brooks why he considers Young Frankenstein perhaps his best movie.
I don't know. I think it works so well because it has a magnificent story replete with, eternal, memorable characters. I mean, and the whole idea, I chalk the whole thing up to womb envy, not penis envy, mind you. My take on it has always been, right since I read the Mary Shelley book, it's been womb envy, because a woman can very easily recreate life, make a person. But it's very hard for a scientist, a guy, to do the same thing. Very hard. You know, they're doing it now somewhat with cloning sheep and stuff. But so I say Young Frankenstein is probably men jealous of women. That's what it's about.
I've also read that part of your inspiration was because the original movie version scared you to death.
Yeah, the James Whale, 1931 movie version starring Boris Karloff, really scared. I mean, I remember saying to my mother, it was a hot, very hot July night. We were living in Williamsburg, which is a section of Brooklyn, New York. Sometimes when people ask me, they say, where are you from? I say, Williamsburg. They say, Virginia. I say, yes. You know, why not take advantage of it? And why not? Because I went to school. Actually, I'm gonna get back to that story. You asked me about my schooling after this.
I did.
So anyway, I said to my mother, it was July 4th or something. It was very hot. And I said, close the window. You know, it was at 9 or 10 o'clock when little kids go to sleep. And she said, it's too hot, Melvin. It's too hot. I got to leave the window open. Well, you know, you'll boil in here. I said, close the window, because I had just seen that morning, it was Saturday, I'd seen Frankenstein. And I said, if you leave the window open, Frankenstein will climb up the fire escape, will come in the window, and he will eat me up. And she said, okay, she said, let's talk about it. So she sat down in my bed, I'll never forget this, and she said, if Frankenstein, we call the monster Frankenstein in those days, she said, if Frankenstein was going to eat you up, he'd have to leave Transylvania. He'd have to find his way to a seaport to get a ship and have to pay for his passage to New York. And then when he arrived in New York, he wouldn't have money for a trolley car or a taxi. And why would he go to Brooklyn? Why wouldn't he go to Park Avenue, where rich people live, and eat up rich people? Anyway, if he came to Brooklyn, he would have to find 365 South 3rd Street. He'd have to find. He'd have to get on the fire escape, which is hard to get on because it doesn't go down to the ground. And he'd have to climb up five stories and have to open our window, which is stuck at a certain point. And then he'd have to climb into our apartment, your bedroom, and then he would have to eat you. So I don't think he's going to take that much. And when I listened, I said, okay, leave the window open.
One of the signature moments in both the film and the stage musical is the doctor and the monster performing the song Putting on the Ritz. Brooks told Kevin Kinder of Northwest Arkansas Newspaper during their conversation that putting that number in the film was Gene Wilder's idea. Wilder played Dr. Frankenstein in the film.
And, you know, we had a big fight, Gene and I. He didn't want to do I mean, he wanted Putting on the Ritz. I came up with the idea, and I abandoned it. The guy said, it's going to tear it. It's going to be stupid. It's going to be silly. It's gonna, you know, we should really salute Mr. Whale and, you know, and the black and, you know, black and white. And he said, well, let's put the number in, even though it seems silly. And I told him later it was the best thing in the movie. and thanks for fighting. Well, we fought a long, hard fight, and he said, just film it, and then you can throw it out. So we wrote it together, so I owed him that, so I did. And it worked immediately. It translated itself from the film to the stage with such grace and ease and beauty. It was just perfect for the Broadway stage. And gave me another chance to flex my musical muscles. I think I wrote a much better score than the one for the producers. But the producers was the first, and so it was like the miracle, you know.
Right.
And had we done Young Frankenstein first, I'm sure it would have done just as well as the producers. But you know, then. I mean, what is it? Maybe they know me, so intimacy breeds contempt. I don't know. The second one,
so
according to some of the critics, certainly wasn't as good as the first one, but I thought it was better. But, you know, and then time will bear me out. You know, time
right.
will bear me out.
Were there a lot of other challenges bringing that movie to the stage?
Yeah, because it's first of all, it's big stuff. You need a very big theater. And so, you know, traveling with a lot of scenery, I mean, it's when you're on the road, it's a burden. You need a lot of trucks. You need a lot of space. You need a lot. You can only book it into certain theaters in certain towns because they're simply not big enough to house it. And also the storyline... The problem in the story is that you need to really develop the love stories. You don't have time for that in the movie. You assume that, you know, one affair that the monster has with Elizabeth is enough to convince her that that's the guy for her, you know. And had we had more time, you know, on stage, because I wrote a love song called Deep Love, you know. It was no trouble writing that musical. You see, people say, "Oh, I struggled." Yeah, God, it took everything out of me. I mean, it was on that musical was on cruise control. It was just it left the screen and inhabited the stage as if it was born to do it.
So, can you hurry up and do a Blazing Saddles musical?
Well, I'm thinking about it. You know, now that you mention it, I'm I know that, you know, it would face harsh criticism, you know. It's so politically incorrect. I just, you know, the N-word and sitting around a campfire and farting, that's not going to be, you know. I mean, I don't blame the critics. They're going to be, they're going to savage that if I do it. But I think I could, I don't even have to come to New York with that one. I think Blazing Saddles is so famous and popular, I could just play America, or I could play 130 cities before I came to New York.
Mel Brooks talked with Kevin Kinder of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers last week. You can read part of that interview in today's edition of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. And you can hear more from the conversation at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. But before we leave this interview with Mel Brooks, his take on Fayetteville.
I think when I was a kid, I went through Fayetteville. I don't remember because I was drunk. I was a soldier. Now, this is all true.
I know. When you said kid, I was expecting you like six, and then you said you were drunk.
No, I was really a kid. I was drunk. I was, you may not have heard of it. I was at a place called Lawton, Oklahoma.
Sure.
And I was at a place called Fort Sill, Field Artillery Base. And I was in basic training. And one of the towns we drove to was Fayetteville. And they've done it. They were so damn sweet and nice, and they got me drunk.
Mel Brooks, one of only 12 people in history to win an Oscar, a Grammy, an Emmy, and a Tony, talking to Kevin Kinder of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers last week. Brooks' stage musical of Young Frankenstein will open at Walton Arts Center on Tuesday night. This is Ozarks at Large.